You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Well, folks, I guess some of you heard last Friday, I guess it was, when we played a rerun, all about some sale and a conference in August. That was a rerun, folks, and I hope Pete set that straight for you last night. You see, he was supposed to announce that before the beginning of that program, and he didn't do it. So those of you who sent in at the sale prices, there's no sale. So you can either send the balance due, or you can contact Annie and ask her to send you a refund, and we'll be happy to do that. And on behalf of everybody here, I apologize sincerely for Pete's mistake. I don't think he'll ever do that again. And there's not going to be a conference in August. At least there's none planned at this time. Our conference is going to be this coming May 29th through June the 2nd. This coming May 29th through June the 2nd. For single CAGI or intelligence service members, the fee is $100. And you'd better get it in quick if you intend on coming, because we anticipate an overflow crowd, which means whoever gets their money in last, beyond our capacity, we'll have to send it back, and regretfully. But we can only hold so many people. How many? It doesn't make any difference. We're going to get more than we can hold, no matter how many, I tell you. So we're just going to take until we can't take any more, and then we'll refund whoever sends after that, and we'll make an announcement on the air when we're full. So it's $100 for single members, $150 for family members where two members will attend. Now, that's only for two members, okay? If you have a family membership and only two members are coming, the fee is $150. If you have a family membership and three or more of your family members who are eligible will be coming, the fee is $200. If you're a CAGI member, there is no family membership, so don't call if you're a CAGI member and ask if you have a family membership. You don't. For anybody who is a non-member, the fee is $350. $350, non-negotiable. All conference fees are non-refundable. Non-refundable. So if you think that there's a chance that you might not be able to attend, don't send your fee in, because if you call us in a panic and say, I sent my fee in and I can't attend, I'm sorry. It is non-refundable. So make sure you understand that right now. If you want to, you can sell your place to somebody else, which means they can pay you. You can notify us of who has paid to come in your place. And remember, they have to be a member. And if anything happens like that, we'll help you if we can, but we can't guarantee that we can sell your place. If you sell your place to a non-member, they will have to come up with whatever the balance is between whatever your fee was and what their fee as a non-member would be, which is $350 total. It's going to be a great conference, folks. I guarantee you that. And if you don't believe me, just ask the people who were here the last time, and you'll find out, many of whom have already called and said that they've already sent their money in because they don't want to miss the second one either. Okay, on Monday, HJR 5 comes to a vote in the state of Tennessee. That's the Conference of the States resolution. So if you live in Tennessee or any of the surrounding states, call the Tennessee State House beginning early Monday. Start calling and fax. Find out the numbers and fax and call all day long, and get this defeated. If you live in the state of Tennessee or somewhere within driving distance, get to the Capitol and protest. Tell them, no, we don't want this. We don't want you messing with the Constitution. We don't want you messing with the fundamental building blocks of our government. We don't want you, period. Okay, folks? Also, well, I'll be talking about that in a few minutes. I understand people are getting their copies of Veritas. We'll open the phones later. And folks, listen to me carefully. The only people I want to hear from are people who have received their copy of Veritas, the second issue. If you call for any other reason, I'm going to disconnect you. So I'm letting you know in advance, because somebody always does, no matter what I say. Okay, folks, don't go away. I'll be right back after this short pause.
We need American pride to rebuild America, and don't take us back to where we were, but to where we should have been. All for the people who've been long forgotten and just ignored again. Pride, where's our American pride? We need American pride to rebuild America, and we're working hard for the fame and all. Now we're just surviving, while taxpaying suckers are what will become, while living on a reservation. Pride, where's our American pride? We need American pride to rebuild America. So reach out your hand to help someone and learn to understand them. For we as a nation can make the line together rebuild again. Pride, where's your American pride? We need American pride to rebuild American pride. Are you America's pride? Be an American pride.
Oh, that's my friend Paul's story. Isn't that beautiful, folks? I mean, he wrote it. He played all the instruments. He sang. He did all the four-track recording. He's a very talented man. And he's working on another album, which he says is going to pin my ears back and knock me down flat. And I just can't wait to get it. Because I think we're going to use just Paul's music on this show from now on. I want to welcome all the listeners to KDNO, which has picked up the hour of the time and is broadcasting it throughout the San Fernando Valley. That's a lot of people, a lot of good people living out there. And some of them are feeling the heavy hand of the New World Order already. I understand in Fresno, they have a Gestapo that rivals the best that Hitler could ever put together. Recently, there was a photograph in, I think it was the B, that showed a police officer standing, literally standing on the back of a teenager who is lying on the ground handcuffed. Literally standing on this teenager. What was his crime? He was stopped for a seatbelt violation. And I could go on and on and on and on and on. You people in Fresno better wise up. You better wise up right now. And by the way, if you're listening to this broadcast, I'll be on KDNO on one of the shows. I forget which one it is. As a guest tomorrow, beginning, I believe, at 3 p.m. So I've got a lot to talk about to you new listeners out there in the San Fernando Valley. So if you can, tune in tomorrow to KDNO at 3 o'clock, and I'll be there. And we'll talk about what's going on in Fresno and a few other places. You see, folks, it's important that you you understand how this dialectic works. Hitler used the same scam. The very same scam. He sent his brown shirts and his Nazi party members out to create a crime wave. When the people begged for the crime wave to go away, he sent in his stormtroopers to clamp down on them. And they were slaves from that point on. Took their guns away, the whole bit. Next thing you know, Jews, Gypsies, Christians, Poles, Blacks, anybody who didn't fit Hitler's concept of what a German should be was shipped off to a labor camp where many of them never were seen again. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to tune in tomorrow at 3 o'clock, because I'm not going to spend tonight's broadcast talking about Fresno, California, because I'm talking to the world tonight. Tomorrow I'll talk to Fresno. Constitution Party, ladies and gentlemen, is the fastest growing party in the nation's history. We are organized in most states now, and growing bigger by the moment. Now, the noise you're hearing is me on this console trying to turn to an article here that I want to read to you from Perceptions magazine that just came out, and they just faxed me these pages. They won't show me what they're printing until after they print it, because after all, we are competitors in a way. In another way, we are fellow combatants on the field of battle against the forces which would destroy this country. I have a lot of respect for Gwen Wyckoff and for Judy and for Perceptions magazine, all the people there. They've done a wonderful job, and many of you have subscribed to Perceptions. You already know that. But let me read you this little article here, give you some idea of what we're doing in the Constitution Party. And by the way, folks, if you haven't called to help Karen and Scott Scarborough with that problem in Michigan, you'd better do it. And if you've received your copy of Veritas, this issue number 2, you have all the phone numbers in there that you need to call. It's a federal court, remember. Divergent Forces Merge, The Constitution Party by Jeff Turk in Perceptions magazine, May-June issue, which just came out today. And I quote, in September 1994, film producer Aaron Russo founded the Constitution Party. The goal of the Constitution Party is to defend the Constitution of the United States of America and to make sure that it stays the law of the land. To achieve this, the Constitution Party will field candidates for elections in 1996. William Cooper, author of Behold a Pale Horse and founder of the Citizens Agency for Joint Intelligence, is the Constitution Party's president. Russo is chairman. Currently, the Constitution Party is the only national party that advocates states' rights as prescribed by the 10th Amendment to the Constitution. In response to this, the state sovereignty movement led by Richard McDonald has also recently joined with the Constitution Party. Other movements who support the new party include Alternative Health, led by Dr. Julian Whitaker, Dr. Robert Atkins, and Dr. Jonathan Wright, Citizens for an Alternate Tax System, Fully Informed Jury Association, and Second Amendment rights advocates such as Sheriff Richard Mack, who, by the way, is a co-founder, along with myself and Aaron and Ron Paul. Remember Ron Paul and many others. I continue. The Constitution Party has members across the nation, with party chapters already formed in half the states. Government's role, according to the Constitution Party, is a simple one. In the words of Thomas Jefferson, quote, a wise and frugal government, which shall restrain men from injuring one another, shall otherwise leave them free to regulate their own pursuits. Oh, yes, that's a fact. And we want you to help us in this effort, folks. We need people. If you honestly believe in your wildest dreams that you're going to vote for the Democrats or the Republicans again and they're going to solve this nation's problems, then I got news for you. The problem isn't in Washington, D.C. It's in your head. You need a straitjacket. You understand what I'm saying? How many chances have they had to do anything? And don't fall for this contract with America bullshit that the Republicans have been pulling on you. What a scam. The Republicans make themselves look good by introducing all this stuff in the House. They don't pass a lot of it. And then it goes into the Senate. Republicans in the Senate kill it. And you think the Republicans are good guys. Ladies and gentlemen, you had better read Hegel again. You've been scammed. You're going to continue to be scammed. You're going to be scammed until you wake up and understand how you've been used, how we've been used since the beginning of human history. by people who are smart enough to use us. And we have to stop now. We must stop being used now. We don't need these creeps at all. They're liars, deceivers, and manipulators. They're destroying this nation in order to bring about a one-world totalitarian socialist government. And it doesn't matter whether the Republicans or the Democrats are in Washington, D.C. That's exactly what they're going to do. Gingrich is for the Conference of the States, and you know what that means. Let's go to the phones. Let's hear from some people who got their issue of Veritas today. Veritas, the second issue, the one that many people thought we'd never come out with because we said all we had to say in issue number one, how wrong they are. Wait till you see issue number three. And four and five and six and seven and eight ad infinitum. Because that's exactly what's going to happen. The number is 602-337-2524. That's 602-337-2524. So, if you got your copy of Veritas today or yesterday or any time this week, give us a call. We want to hear from you. I want to hear what you think about it. Tell everybody else out there who has not subscribed yet exactly what they're missing. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Got my latest issue of Veritas today.
Oh, tell us about it. You know, if I tell everybody about it, they think I'm pumping it up. So you tell us about it.
Okay, I'll pump it up for you. Great.
Good.
It's very good. At the Conference of the States, all the parameters of that, a lot of things that I didn't know regarding it. And not only that, I'll tell you something that I really enjoyed that I didn't really, I didn't quite get into in your first issue was the symbology.
Uh-huh.
And that column has me intrigued.
So you're learning from Jack Sheffer's column on symbology.
Yeah.
Good. And that's exactly, that's
very good.
That's exactly what we intended it to do. Not to convert anybody to any weird religion or anything, because none of us believe that crap in there, believe me, not even Jack Sheffer. It's just the result of years of research.
He said in that particular, which was on obelisk and phalluses and whatnot, to read it three times.
Yeah.
And on my second read now, and it gets a little more, I hate to use the word enlightening or illuminating, but...
Well, that's okay.
Each time you learn something.
Yeah, you see, they claim to be illumined, but anybody who hides behind lies and deceptions and manipulates people with those lies is not illumined. That's the dark forces. You're becoming illumined with the real light. Remember what the Bible says about who the real light is.
Oh, yeah.
And remember what it also says, seek ye the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And that's why we call our paper Veritas, because it gives you the truth. Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, keep it up, Bill. We love it.
Appreciate your call.
Okay.
602-337-2524. I want to hear from people who received their copy of Veritas. I want to hear what you liked about it, whoever you are, wherever you're at. And yeah, I'm talking to you. I can see you. I can look right through this microphone, folks, and I can look right through the speaker of your radio, and I can see you sitting there with your copy of Veritas in your hand. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. Hey, I love this thing. This is my first issue. I'm sorry I missed issue one. And I see on page 9 you caught the president's best angle.
You like that, huh?
On page 9, not the one on 10.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, look, you really caught the real him.
Read the caption to us.
I seek the light.
Okay. I'm not going to tell you what he's referring to, folks. You need to get your own copy and look at it. Did you read the article on the Conference of the States?
Yes, I did. Actually, the whole first page, most of the first page is on Conference of the States, and that's all I've read is the first page so far. It's very good. Uh-huh. I'm really glad I subscribed to this.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
602-337-2524. is the number. If you've received your copy of Veritas, give us a call. If you're anybody else with any other subjects, then don't bother because I'll just cut you right off. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
I'm calling from Ottawa.
How are you?
John. I'm calling in regards to a...
Did you get your copy of Veritas?
No.
Good night. You're not listening. See, I told you, folks, somebody was going to do it, didn't I? It never, ever fails. How many times did I say it during this broadcast so far? And somebody did it, right on schedule, just like I knew they would. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Bill.
Hi.
This is Jim from Los Angeles, but I'm up in Fresno right now.
Hi, Jim.
My Veritas paper, it's fantastic. It just keeps getting better and better.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
And I'm listening to you on KDNO. I switched from WWCR. Coming in Lima Charlie.
Well, you should. If you're within listening distance of KDNO, you should be listening on KDNO. Not only is it a wonderful station, but Richard Palmquist is a personal friend of mine and a wonderful man who really cares about the country. And you can hear it in crystal clear FM high fidelity radio.
That's right. It's great. Looking forward to coming back to the second conference.
Wonderful. Did you read the article on the Conference of States yet?
Yes, I did. I've kind of been picking it up and putting it down, trying to get through the whole newspaper, and I've been moving. I just lost my house. I haven't had a lot of time, but I did dig into it.
Were you aware of the true history of the original Constitutional Convention in this country?
I don't think I was. Not in the light that you put it, and I wasn't aware of the PAC organization in the time of Roosevelt.
Yeah.
That was very enlightening history.
Well, it is. And, Perceptions Magazine has an article on that same subject also. See, no matter who does the research, if they're doing truthful research, they always come up with the same answers. So those of you who are going to get Perceptions Magazine, this issue also, there's a column called Did You Know? The Hidden Mail Order Government, Part 1 by Ian C.L. Poole. Which confirms all of our research and everybody else's research who's looked into this stuff. Thank you for calling.
I followed your advice and got Perceptions, too, so I look forward to it. Thank you, Bill.
Wonderful.
Good night.
Good night. Yeah, there are some wonderful publications in this country, folks. Unfortunately, there aren't very many. Isn't that a shame? 602-337-2524. Give us a call. And I'll stick you right on the air, and you can tell us what you see in your second issue of Veritas, or what you don't like about it, or whatever. I just want people to see that it's real, and that it's really out there, and you're really getting it, and it really does contain some really good stuff. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. This is Bill in Hendersonville, North Carolina. I got my issue yesterday.
Wonderful.
The one part that caught my eye was the Worldview editorial, or just the information there, especially the part where the Soviets and Europe may be coming to an alliance of some sort. So,
yeah, there's a news blackout in this country on that subject, but our agents in Europe and in what used to be called the Soviet Union are telling us that there is an alliance in the works between the European Union and Russia. And if that happens, watch out.
You're exactly right. One thing you might mention to your KDNO people, you may have some visitors in that area. Tell them what frequency and where they can be found when they're not in that part of the country.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I didn't even think of that.
All right, sir. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's a good idea. Maybe I should do that right now. For all of you new listeners in KDNO land, you can find us on satellite, if you have a satellite dish, on T2, that's T as in Tom, 2, channel 21, it's also called transponder 21, so whichever kind of language you use, there's a whole bunch of people out there who love satellites, and they play with satellites all the time. They're called dish heads. They call these things transponders. Us normal people call them channels. So we're in T2, channel 21, or transponder 21, for those of you who use that language. And you have to manually change the audio, that's the sound portion, to 5.80. And you'll be able to hear us crystal clear because that's where KDNO is getting us from, right off the satellite. Also, if you're traveling around the country and you don't want to miss the hour of the time, you can hear us at this same time, Monday through Friday night, on WWCR Worldwide Christian Radio, shortwave, anywhere in the world, if you have a good radio and a proper antenna, at 5.065 megahertz. That's 5.065 megahertz. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah. I'm calling from Connecticut. I love the newspaper, and you've got articles in there. My favorite is the Plunging Dollar Fact or Fiction.
Isn't that a great article by...
Absolutely. I've been educating a lot of people in the state here regarding that situation. I made a couple of copies that showed people of the last Veritas and this one about the plunging dollar and the Federal Reserve and everything. And a lot of the so-called MBAs who I work with were saying to themselves, you know, I think you finally got a good point here. We never realized all this before. They get these MBAs and they get these economy degrees and everything else. And they said, and they read all these articles and said, you know, I think you're starting to make sense. And I said to them, you know, all you got to do is investigate and research a little more, read a little, you know, research. Because to me, the economy and the dollar and the Federal Reserve is the key to everything.
That's right.
And that's my personal opinion. You know, everything, all of our whole lives revolve around money and all this whole thing. And, you know, that's my thing. I've studied this thing for some time, and I cut your articles out and made copies on a copy machine, and I handed it to all these so-called experts that I work with, and they said, you know, you're starting to make some sense to us, and starting to sink in to a few thick heads, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what I like. And, you know, keep up the good work. I'm looking for, you know, the next issue, or I could see, you know, continue to the next issue, because...
Oh, the next issue is going to kill you. It's going to kill some people in Washington, and it's going to make Alan Greenspan hide. He's going to run for cover.
That's great, because, you know, the more you educate people about this kind of stuff, it's, you know, the Federal Reserve and the whole this money scheme is really the key to all of our woes and troubles. You know, I'd say, and I tell people about 78% of the problems you guys are living in, you know, you work with people who are having problems with their homes and they can't make this and the ends meet and this and that. I said, you've got to look where the dollar is, read these articles, and then sit down and use your brain and think about, you know, really let it, you know, figure it all out, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And they have been, and I really, you know, this is great. I'm educating a lot of people, and it's absolutely phenomenal.
Good. I've been trying to tell people for years, how can something that has no worth devalue? A dollar is just a measurement of a certain amount of money that doesn't exist now anyway. So how can it devalue, especially against something else that doesn't have anything of worth backing it either?
Exactly. It's phenomenal. I'm so happy that, you know, that I can take these articles and I can give them to people, and people who never gave it any thought before are now starting to, like, wake up from their sleep. You know, they're like Rip Van Winkle. They're all starting to wake up and stretch a little bit and say, hey, you know, there's something to this. You know, you've been talking about this. You know, I said to them, gee, you know, get a shortwave and listen to Bill Cooper. And a couple of people did, and then there's, you know, there, you work with 15 people, and 12 people say, oh, no, yeah, that, you know, this guy here. And then you get two people, and then three people. You still got 10 meatheads and 10 of deadheads, you know. But you woke up three people who were otherwise dead.
Yeah, well, it's better odds than our forefathers had fighting King George.
Exactly.
If you got 3 out of 10, you're doing real good.
Absolutely. I try real hard at this, believe me. I care about this country, and I really, you know, sincerely, I really mean it. And
well, I can hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Don't go away, folks. We'll be back right after this very short pause.
Well, how do you like that, folks? I collect any versions of Amazing Grace. I've got, I don't know how many, more than I can count, I think. Every once in a while, I like to play them on the air, because I personally think that that's the most beautiful piece of music that's ever been written in the history of the world. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
Yeah, Mike in Michigan.
Hi, Mike.
And I like page number 9. I love that little cartoon. I think it's great.
You know, Craig Smith got his copy at Swiss America Trading, and he called me up, and he was just laughing so hard he couldn't hardly tell me. He says, only you would put this in a newspaper.
God bless you. Keep it up, Bill.
Thank you.
Later.
Thank you very much. 602-337-2524 is the number. If you got your copy of Veritas, give us a call. Tell us what you like best about it. Let's hear. And if you got some criticism, if there's something you don't like about it, we want to hear that too. We want to make this the best newspaper in the country. Of course, it already is. But, you know, nothing, in my estimation, nothing can ever be too good. Nothing is ever good enough. Nothing ever is finished, you know, when I'm doing something. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hello.
I got my second copy of Veritas.
And what'd you like best about it?
I found some information very interesting about Lord Beastmog being a MI6 agent and a Knights Templar.
Uh-huh.
The reason I say that is because a couple of years ago I read a book that he co-authored just about the time that I was beginning to wake up to all this stuff. And he made a statement in the book that all the changes he predicted that were going to occur in America would cause some to cry conspiracy. So, you know, I thought to myself, why would he say this? And I came up with the reasoning that maybe he was making a preemptive strike, that as people began to wake up to the information coming out, he would be able to point his finger, say, you see, I told you about these conspiracy nuts. And,
He is a prominent British Freemason of the York Rite, Knight Templar, member of MI6.
Right. So, you know, the paper is very valuable because it pointed out that somebody who was, possibly someone who was trying to infiltrate, you know, the patriot community or something.
Yeah, well, isn't it funny that after we wrote that article and the paper went to press, I mean, the paper had already been printed, and we wrote that article about how the militias had been scammed across the country. There was John Trockman on the radio that very night yelling that a large force of military from Fort Lewis, Washington, was on the way to invade the state of Montana, and two Montana congressmen had resigned and were on their way back. Remember that?
And it's amazing that people still follow him because his information is so misleading and wrong, you know.
His information is 99% pure crap. And he has cried wolf so many times, and every time he does, you hear all these other radio shows and all these militias across the country hopping on their little wagons, getting ready for the showdown.
That's right. I just ask you a quick question. A while ago, you asked people to send in a card stating if they're going to go to Washington to demonstrate against the Fed again?
We never got enough cards. Nobody's interested, so we ain't going.
That's terrible.
Well, it's whatever it is, it is what it is.
All right. Well, keep hitting.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
602-337-2524. Yeah, I want to thank all of you people who did send cards and letters saying that you would be willing to march in September in Washington. But we didn't get enough, you know. I'm not going to go to Washington with 25 people. No, sir. You know. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. Calling from Port Arthur, Texas. I just got my Veritas today. I hadn't found time to read every single thing in here, but this is really great paper. I think this is really worth twice the price that I paid for it. The busted article on the Conference of the States, that's something I'm going to have to read about 3 times. So much information in there. It's kind of like going to a library or something.
Well, that's the way we do things.
it's really exceeded all my expectations. I knew it was going to be good. Unfortunately, I missed the first issue, Did the first issue have a symbology column?
Yes, it sure did.
Now I'm really kicking myself because I missed that one.
It was a good one, too.
Yeah, this one is, there's only really like two columns of this symbology article, but there's so much information, and it really puts everything together.
Opens your eyes, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does. I mean, all the books that I've been reading, you know, you can read through about three or four books. This kind of funnels it down and kind of gets you started in some other directions, too.
Yeah.
Really, really good. I wish I could comment about more. I haven't got to read. You know, I just got it, went to a diner, had supper, and started reading it. And another thing that I did read was the Plunging Dollar.
Uh-huh.
David Bradshaw, that guy really put it all together.
He sure did.
I always try to explain this to people, but the way he explained it is really good. I think I'm just going to show people this article here.
Yeah, and the next time a Freemason tells you he's a Christian, you can tell him to go play with these obelisks.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Also, the photos of the military equipment are really good, too. There's that really good one of the... those Russian bombers in Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
And then it's got the accompanying photo of the American pilots who were at the...
who were in Russia.
In Russia, yeah.
Yeah.
A little, that part of the Open Skies Treaty, what is that?
Wait, that's exactly what it is. See, they're going to merge the two military forces pretty soon as the police force of the world under the United Nations. They will not belong to the United States. In fact, they don't already.
Right, right. Well, I was showing a man today. He was a pilot, I believe a Navy pilot in Vietnam. And what I did, I said, I know you know something about aircraft. Take a look at this picture here. He said, wow, that's two Russian bear bombers. You know, I saw those a lot, you know. And I said, look where they are. And then we start talking about the Open Skies Treaty, which he'd vaguely heard of. And he says, you know, this would have never happened back when I was in the service. I said,
that's right.
It's happening now.
Most Americans don't know that the Russians overfly us on a regular basis with the state-of-the-art reconnaissance equipment to make sure that we are disarming on schedule.
Right, right.
And it's all in the law. Congress did it.
Right, it's in the law. That's the thing.
That's right. And they claim that they're going to fix the country? Yeah, they're going to fix the country, all right. They're going to fix it permanently to the coattails of the United Nations.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, this paper's it's really got me excited because it's got, you know, so much information, not just on focusing on one thing, but, you know, it just covers everything. And it's really got me excited. I want to commend you guys on the job you're doing.
Well, thank you. You know, I do a lot of writing, and I do a lot of supervision, and I do some editing, and I say what goes in the paper and what doesn't. But I got to tell you, most of the real work is done by Bart and Mike and Sharon and Annie and Pete. So they're the ones who deserve the commendation for the work and the layout, and they're really creative. I don't do any of the layout. They do it all. So the layout of the paper is their creative artistic work, and it's beautiful.
It's very professional, and I love the Veritas logo. I believe is that a Wilhelm Klimt drawing, I believe. You know what I'm talking about? The Nuda Veritas?
I have no idea.
Well, yeah, I recognize that as a Wilhelm Klimt. He was a German artist. And,
we call her Our Lady.
She's great. I love your lady. You ought to send one of these to Tom Valentine and Chuck Carter. Show them how to make a paper.
No, they got to pay for it.
Okay.
You know, Chuck
Carter. All right, Bill, I'll let you go. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You know, speaking of Chuck Carter is the reason why I got a radio show. He kept having people on there who called me anti-Semite and called me a liar and a wacko and a drunk and everything else. So I called him up one day and I said, hey, Chuck, why are you doing this? You don't even know me. So we don't want your kind on my show. I said, well, just give me 10 minutes to tell my side of this. And no, we don't want your kind on my... I said, what is my kind? He said, well, we know all about you. I said, how do you know about me? You never met me. Have you read my book? He said, no. I said, have you attended any of my lectures? He said, no. I said, do you know my mother or my brother? Do you know anybody that knows me? He said, no. So I autographed a copy of my book and I sent it to him, thinking that here, maybe if he reads this book, he'll come around. And what I got was a fax from old Chuck Carter that said, your book stinks and we don't want you on our radio show. And so I said, well, screw you. Only I didn't say it quite that politely. And I set out to find my own radio show. And folks, here I am. And you can thank Chuck Carter for that. So And I understand that what comes around goes around, or what goes around comes around, because they just crucified this guy in a major American periodical, and they are calling him anti-Semitic. So what he used to call me, they're now calling him. And I don't wish it on anybody, so, you know, I'm not laughing at him. He's going to get a taste of his own medicine, and I feel sorry for him, because it's just not right to label people things that they're not. And you all know who I am and what I'm about, and you know I'm not anti-Semitic, and I'm trying to prevent people from falling into those kinds of traps. We're all human beings, and we all should learn how to live with each other and care about each other and stop falling for the manipulations that people use to pit us against each other while they're enslaving us all. That's really what it's all about. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Bill. This is Tom from Indiana. I've got my second copy. I guess it'd be my first copy. This is the second copy, and there was two requests for future articles. One, the author kind of left us hanging on the day four scenario of the Conference of the States, which it sounds exactly like one of your radio shows that you, I guess you read the text of that earlier.
Yeah, exactly. And he left you hanging for a reason, so that you'd be forced to use your head and figure it out.
Oh, yeah, I have my ideas, naturally, but I would be interested in seeing what other people's ideas were. And the other thing that piqued my interest was you were talking about on the back page there, the intelligence gathering and analysis capabilities of the Second Continental Army. And I'd like to see an article maybe that would help some of us who don't have some of the experience that you have to do our own gathering and analysis of intelligence as well.
Well, unfortunately, one of the things that you don't do is tell those things, except to the people who belong who need to be trained in those things in order to be able to do their job. That's just not something that we can do.
Is there, like, general guidelines that are kind of maybe, like, known to others?
The best thing I can do is tell you to find some good books on how to become a private investigator, or some of the training manuals that are used for people who want to become detectives, and you'll get some of the basics from those, but you won't get the real good techniques. You get the real good techniques by belonging to an intelligence organization and learning from people who know what they're doing.
Makes sense. Hey, one other request. I don't know if there's enough demand out there for it, but I'd be willing to put my money in the till for a reprint of Issue 1, which I wasn't subscribed early enough to receive. And I don't know if any of the other listeners out there would like to, maybe who didn't receive Issue 1, would like.
Well, what we've decided to do is to protect those people who had enough faith in us, and I'm not saying you did it. Maybe you didn't have the money at the time, or maybe you didn't even know about it. Maybe you're a new listener.
Just didn't get it mailed in quick enough. Basically, it's about a week too late.
To protect the investment of the people who did, we're not going to ever do a reprint of Issue Number 1. Because those are collector's items, and we would be doing a disfavor and a disservice to those people who had enough faith in us without even seeing an issue of the paper to subscribe and to get a copy of that first issue. At the end of the year, though, what we are going to do is offer a bound book containing all of the issues during the first year. So Issue Number 1 will be in there, but it will be in book form and not in regular size newspaper form, with the blue banner and the blue stripe on the bottom. Those are collector's items, and what's out there is all that there's ever going to be, and that's sort of as a reward to those people who had the faith in us to subscribe and give us the initial basis of capital to be able to make the paper possible.
Makes sense. Well, that's all I had to say. I look forward to receiving my future issues.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
And, you know, if you guys want to write letters to the editor and tell us how you would have ended day four in the scenario, then we can print those, and you'll get to see what other people thought. Good evening. You're on the air.
Oh, Mr. Cooper.
Yes.
Is the radio too loud?
Turn it off.
Off? Okay. Hang on just a minute.
I don't know why I got to keep saying it, folks. If you call a radio station, I don't care where it is or who it is you're talking to, turn your radio off. It just almost destroys our ears. You see, we're sending out a signal.
Okay, I got it.
Going through your radio, and it's coming back through your phone, and we're getting this tremendous feedback. And if you've ever heard feedback before, you know what I'm talking about.
I have. I just got my first shipment of, this is Howard Hoffman calling from Glendale, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
And I've sold a few copies, but had a little hard time people wanting to pay the price for the paper, which is stupid, but...
Well, send him down to Castro, you know. He's in socialism. He'll give him a copy of his paper for free. Of course, they'll have to go work a few hours in the cane fields. But this is America. Yeah. If people understood the amount of research and the amount of work that goes into that newspaper, they'd pay $5 and not $3.
Yeah. I'm going to try it for the rest of this weekend a little bit and push it on, and then I just might put them on a newsstand and donate them and see what happens.
Well, don't donate them because, let me tell you something, even if you don't sell them all right now, you'll sell them.
Yeah. Probably eventually. Well, once the word gets out, I had a couple guys at work, and they're spreading the word in there, and they're starting to sell.
Yeah.
That way, but...
Are you one of our distributors?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what you're talking about. Yeah. We've got several distributors, and you're the first one who's said that you've had some trouble selling your copies, but...
This is the first time for me this week, you know.
Yeah. Have you ever done this before?
No.
Okay, that might be one of the reasons, too.
Probably so.
But don't worry about it. You keep at it, and you'll sell them.
Yeah, this is really great, and a lot of people so far that read it says they've already told me the next issue comes out, they want one, so...
Great.
Keep up the good work, and hopefully maybe a week or two I can take a run up in that area. I'm looking for some property.
Okay.
And also, I'm going to be filling out the paperwork for the to join the militia.
Good.
And we'll get things squared away.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Nice talking to you.
Thank you for calling.
Keep up the good work.
Oh, we will. I'll be here keeping up this work until they plant me in the ground, and then I hope something green or beautiful grows on top. You know, I'm looking forward to sort of returning to the soil, if you know what I mean. I'm not some eco-freak. I just really like that concept of, I don't want to be put in a box and buried 6 feet deep. I wish somebody just take me out and lean me against a tree on a mountain somewhere. That's really the way I'd like to go and let the animals have at me or whatever. And that we all continue to do some good work. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, this is Paul from Paul Story from... New Hampshire.
Ah, hello, Paul. We played your song at the beginning of this program.
Oh, well, I was talking to Jimmy Cricket. He was chewing me out. But I'm looking forward to the day that I'm dust again. I have a question for you.
Sure.
What in the world were we before we were born?
Well, that's a question that I don't think anybody can truthfully answer as factual. I mean, everybody has their own concept. I personally believe in the existence of the human soul.
And I
believe that's what the breath of life was that's talked about being breathed into Adam in the Bible.
So you believe that we were actually all a part of the collective before we were actually sent to the earth?
Well, if you...
And we will, those who are worthy will go back to their collective.
Well, I don't know about any collective. In fact, I don't even like that word. It's too communistic for me. But I do believe that everything came from God, and everything eventually has to go back to God. I don't believe that there's anything here that didn't emanate from God. That's just my own personal belief. And I believe that everything here has to eventually go back to God. But I don't think God... dwells here, if you know what I mean. I think we're all a part of the same thing.
I have the same problem when I hear people say that the devil, you know, the devil is doing something to them.
No, they're doing it.
And, you know, if the devil has to work the earth, why would he bother with me or you or any one individual when there's so many more important people to be bothering?
Well,
I mean, if there really is one walking around.
Well, I don't know, but Paul, the only reason I let you get in this conversation because you got such good music and you're a friend. But the purpose of this show is to talk about Veritas.
Veritas.
Did you get your copy?
No, I haven't.
Good night, Paul. 602-337-2524. Even my friend wasn't listening when I said, don't call unless you've got your copy of Veritas. But that's okay. Anyway, my personal belief on that subject is that if God is really what we all think God is, then everything came from God. If something existed before God or apart from God, then God cannot be what we all claim that God is. There had to be something else that made whatever there was apart from or before God. So, anyway, I'm not trying to put my religion on you. Just answer Paul's question. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi. Good evening, Bill. Calling from Rhode Island. I do have my issue, both first and second issue of Veritas. I just have to echo what, you know, everyone else has been saying. I don't know what else I could add. it's great. It's fantastic. I'll tell you, repeat what I said to Bart when I received the first issue, and that it was great to see the picture of you. For those of us, you know, who've never met you, or just, you know, just a voice on the radio, we have our, you know, your book,
uh-huh.
And we have this image of you sort of locked in time on the back cover holding a styrofoam cup. So it was nice to see another view of you, you know what I mean? I did have one question. With Craig Smith's article, at the risk of you telling me why don't you ask Craig Smith, I'll ask it anyway. But I was surprised to, unless I misunderstood, he wrote that we need a balanced budget amendment, that he was in the necessity of having a balanced budget amendment, and that article concerning Mexico's economy, and I just found that a little, I don't know, I just didn't think, I thought that was strange that he would think a balanced budget amendment was necessary.
Well, with this paper, Worthless Money, nothing's necessary. I mean, it's all a phony counterfeit economy anyway.
Oh, right.
But if we are going to return to any kind of constitutional money, and you have to understand that Craig Smith comes from gold and silver, then we must have a balanced budget amendment. You can't spend what you don't have if you have real money. In this debt-based economy, yeah, you can do what Ronald Reagan did. You can borrow the country into debt for 5 billion years, and you can throw this phony debt-based money around the country, and everybody will have this false sense of wealth flowing into their life, and that they don't understand because they're too stupid that they just hawk their kids, their grandkids, and their kids, and their grandkids, and probably destroyed any ability to ever pay anything back along with the interest. And you can make everybody feel really good. But if you have real money as a basis for your economy, you can't do that.
Okay. Well, I understand
that. That's where he's coming from.
Okay. The whole thing about the balanced budget amendment opened the box to the, you know, Constitutional Convention, and that I believe there was a resolution or a law passed by the Senate.
There's a way to get a balanced budget amendment without a constitutional convention. You know that, don't you?
Wouldn't it have to go to the states?
It has to go to the states to be ratified.
Right.
But there doesn't have to be a convention. See, a convention is what's dangerous.
Okay.
Once they go into a convention and close the doors, nobody knows what's going to come out.
Okay, I'm not understanding it. What would be the way to achieve the...
It's the other way that's outlined in the Constitution.
Okay.
See, Congress can propose and pass a balanced budget amendment and send it to the states to be ratified. And if the states, if 34 or 38 states, I believe, ratify it, it's an amendment. And there was no convention and there's no danger to the Constitution.
Okay. I didn't have that entirely clear in my head, but now I understand his statement, and I understand what you just said.
Also, there was an address at the end of the column. Just to make sure that you understand what he said, I would suggest that you write to Craig. He'll write you back and answer you.
Okay. Well, I have done business with Swiss America, but I've never spoken to Craig. I've spoken to Gene, and I can't think of the other gentleman's name at the moment, but anyway. I think I might take you up on that.
Good.
Well, as I said, as everyone else has been saying, keep up the good work. I look forward to receiving the...
Huh. Somebody hung him up. Wasn't me, folks. I don't know who did it, but somebody hung him up. Okay. Also, I want to tell you, folks, that to have Veritas, if you want to write to anyone who writes a story or a column in Veritas, just write to that person in care of Veritas at Post Office Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936, and we will forward your letter on to that person. And they will be happy to answer whatever question or comment you have to make. Also, for those of you who have not subscribed yet, it's $50 for 24 issues. $50 for 24 issues. And make checks or money orders out to Veritas. That's V as in Victor, E-R-I-T-A-S. And send it to Veritas at Post Office Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. That's $50 for 24 issues. Make checks or money orders out to Veritas and send them to Veritas at Post Office Box 3390, St. John's, Arizona, 85936. And that includes letters to the editors. Also, our email address is veds@aol.com. That's veds@aol.com. Do not write letters to me or the intelligence service or CAGI. Those are for letters to the editor of Veritas only. Good night, folks. And God bless each and every single one of you.
Bye. We love American pride. We need American pride to rebuild America. And don't take us back to where we were, but to where we should have been. All for the people who've been long forgotten and just ignored again. Pride. With our American pride, we need American pride to rebuild America. And we're working hard for the payment of, now we're just surviving. While taxpaying suckers are what we'll become, while living on a reservation. Pride, with our American pride, we need American pride to rebuild America. So reach out your hand to help someone and learn to understand them. For we as a nation can make the line together rebuild again. Pride, with your American pride, we need American pride to rebuild American pride. Are you American pride? Be an American pride.